Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Campaigning for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha elections came to an end yesterday evening. Political heavyweights were on a marathon election tour to cover maximum constituencies to garner support for their party candidates. Polling in this phase will be held on Monday in 49 constituencies in 6 states and 2 union territories. Meanwhile, top leaders of various political parties have intensified their campaign for the next phases of elections. Addressing a public meeting in Northeast Delhi last evening, the Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said, "Indian polity needs a stable government." Mr. Modi stated that the 2024 general elections are crucial to defeat the mindset of nepotism and forces that want to weaken India. Mr. Modi will address three public meetings in West Bengal today. He will address a public meeting at Purulia Lok Sabha constituency in support of party's Lok Sabha candidate. Addressing a rally at Ramlila Maidan in New Delhi last evening, senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi said the first aim of the INDIA bloc is to save the constitution. In Orissa, 5 Lok Sabha seats in the state, Bargarh, Sundargarh, Balangir, Kandhamal and Aska parliamentary constituencies and 35 assembly constituencies under their purview are going for simultaneous polls in this phase today. A district court in Delhi has sent Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's close aide, Bibhav Kumar, to 5-day police custody after he was arrested in connection with AAP Rajya Sabha MP Swati Maliwal's assault case. Bibhav Kumar was produced before the Tees Hazari court late last night. Metropolitan Magistrate Gaurav Goyal remanded Kumar to 5-day police custody for questioning. Earlier, Ms. Maliwal had filed a complaint against Bibhav Kumar, alleging harassment and torture at Mr. Kejriwal's residence on the 13th of this month. Kumar also filed a counter-complaint against Ms. Maliwal, alleging that she illegally entered the Chief Minister's house on the day when the incident occurred. Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Kyrgyzstan has informed that situation in the city of Bishkek is calm and under full control, and all necessary measures have been taken to ensure security, maintain peace and stability. In a statement, the Foreign Ministry yesterday said, destructive forces are deliberately disseminating untrue and false information about the situation in the Kyrgyz Republic, in foreign mass media and social networks, especially in Pakistan. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast that heavy rain will continue for the coming 4 days in Kerala. Red alert has been issued for the next few days in Pathanamthitta, Idukki and Kottayam districts. Due to the possibility of strong winds and bad weather, fishermen are warned against venturing into the sea on the Kerala and Lakshadweep coast. IMD has forecast heatwave conditions over northwest, central and eastern part of the country for the next few days. It said heatwave to severe heatwave conditions are expected over parts of Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi till Tuesday. On to sports now, India's Vikrant Malik won the men's javelin throw event at the meeting Cidade de Lisboa 2024 Athletics in Lisbon, Portugal yesterday. Vikrant Malik threw 80.3 metres in his third attempt to take the title. 28-year-old Malik dominated the event with his first to throw 71.73 metres and 74.23 metres, also leading the charts. He skipped his last three attempts. In badminton, ace Indian shuttlers Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will lock horns with Liu Yi of Taiwan and Chen Boyang of China in the men's doubles final of the Thailand Open Badminton in Bangkok, Thailand today. Yesterday, India's Tanisha Krasto and Ashwini Ponnappa faced a defeat against R. Prachongjai and J. Kitharkul of the host country in women's doubles semi-final. And in Indian Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru, RCB, beat Chennai Super Kings CSK by 27 runs in a do-or-die game at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru to enter the playoffs. Put in to bat first, RCB posted a total of 218 for 5, but they need to stop CSK below 201 to be alive in the playoffs race. In reply, CSK could score 191 for 7 in 20 overs. With this win, RCB joined Kolkata Knight Riders, Rajasthan Royals and Sunrisers Hyderabad in the playoffs while CSK were eliminated. And that is the end of this news bulletin.